Good morning. It's so good to see you all today. I'm very happy to be with you. And just when Pastor Phil asked me to share today, I just really felt to share about prayer and to really encourage you and to share some incredible answers of prayer, my own prayers and other people's prayers that I've got to experience and witness, and just the power of that. And I just pray that as these testimonies go forth, that you would be really encouraged, that the whole just move powerfully through this room, and for those watching online, and that just a fresh oil and a fresh wind will come into your prayer life in this season on the earth. And God will just encourage you, and you'll get to just a fresh sense of how powerful that your prayers are and the amazing difference that they make on this earth and for the people that you're praying for. So I just pray, come Lord Jesus, come and have your way this morning. I just pray that you'd move in power in this place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you're with us, that you hear our cries, and you hear our hearts, Lord. You know those things that are heavier on our hearts, and you just love to listen to those things, and you love to answer those things. And we just thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I'm just going to start by reading from Luke 18, the parable of the persistent widow. So then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. And I'm sharing this today, the stories, that you would remember to always pray and not give up. Jesus said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to Jesus, coming to the judge with her plea. Grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. And I just want to share a story. In Madagascar one day, this lady came, and she came to our gates, and she was crying. And as she just shared her story, she was a widow. She had four children. Before her husband died, he had some debt. And so because she was the living member of the family, she had to try and pay off this debt. And it was really, really hard and overwhelming for her. She couldn't keep her children in school because there wasn't enough salary coming in from her washing and the little bits of business that she had. And also she had been made homeless, but somebody had taken her in. And she was living in a house that's probably half the size of this grey mat here with another family. And they said to her that, really, you can only stay with us a few more days because we just can't keep you here much longer. So she was in an absolutely desperate place, frightened of becoming homeless and not being able to feed a family and just wondering what was going to happen. And as she shared this, I was listening to what she was saying. I was also praying to God at the same time and asking God, what's your heart for this lady? And so we cleared her debt that day. We got her children in school, and we had just built some houses for widows and people who are going to become homeless in desperate situations. And so we said, we've got a home that you can live in. You will not have to pay rent. You can stay here as long as you like. And she fell to her knees on the floor in front of me with her daughter, and they just started to worship God. they started to thank God. And they're like, you have heard us, you heard our prayers. And she shared with me, we have prayed every day for months. Me and my daughter, we've prayed every day. We have believed God. We believed that he was hearing us and he has heard us. And she just looked at her daughter and she said, never ever forget how we prayed and how God has answered our prayers today. And it was just like incredible to actually be there in this situation. As you say, something so overwhelming being turned around as God's presence just broke in that day. And this lady's prayers was answered. And I just thank God that I was privileged to be there. And I got to see the dialogue in her heart between her and God changing from crying out for mercy night and day to praise. It was just like an incredible privilege. And she's still living in our houses now. Her children are in the school still. And it's just really, really beautiful just to see how God answered that prayer and the amazing change it brought to her life. And I just thank God that he's allowed me to be in a place like that and to help and point to Jesus with all the ways that we help the poor and just see their prayers being answered. Like at Christmas, we always make bags, and there are hampers in Madagascar. They probably wouldn't be too exciting here. They just have a pack of spaghetti in it, a tin of sardines, a pack of biscuits, some washing powder, and a bar of soap, and a little booklet about Jesus. But to the people of Madagascar, it's amazing. Like as we go door to door and take those out in Christmas week, and people, there's always somebody who bursts into tears. They said, we didn't know what we were going to eat tonight, and now I've got food. Some families said, I didn't have anything special to share with my family on Christmas Day, but I'm going to save this tin of sardines. My prayer's been answered. And it's just incredibly beautiful just seeing people's prayers being answered. And I just wanted to share with you as well that I remember when I first became a Christian and I started getting prophecies, and some of the prophecies were like that the first calling on my life was going to be intercession and prayer. And I was actually quite disappointed when I heard that, because I really wanted to be, as I became a Christian and thinking about what God's plan for my life might look like, I was hoping it would be like Catherine Coleman and I'd have the long flowing dresses, and, the healing ministry and stuff like that. But actually I found it to be incredibly beautiful. And like looking back now, I'm so happy that the first calling in my life is intercession and prayer, because it's an incredible time of intimacy with Jesus. You get, as you are faithful with what he gives you to pray for and help, he shares more of his heart with you, the secrets of his heart. I've been woken up in the night many times. I've seen people like a child being bullied by us, some of the children on a bus, and I just woke up out of my prayer and started praying and interceding. I've never met that person, but I believe it was happening. And as I was praying, God was intervening into that situation to help that child. And once the peace came, I went back to sleep. And I've also had many opportunities to pray for those who've not been nice to me. And I'm sure we've all had many occasions for that, because Jesus says in Matthew 5:44, I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. And before I went to Madagascar, I did actually for a season live in somebody's house. And this person, it was really nice when I first met them and moved in, but the relationship became very abusive. And I was really sort of thrown out. But leading up to that, it was really, really awful. Every day, like verbal and emotional abusiveness. And when I left that place, it felt as though I'd come out of the front lines of a war. I felt so fatigued and exhausted, and I felt I'd been pulled in so many different directions. And I remember just sitting in the park one day and not knowing what to do with all this stuff in my heart. And Jesus said to me, I want you to pray for this person for 40 days. I'm like, okay. So the next day I was like, oh, da, 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 da. And Jesus said, not like that. He says, I want you to pray for that person as if it was your own destiny, your own life. And so I started praying, oh, Jesus, I just thank you for this person. I just bless them. I bless their family. I pray that you protect them. Pray that they would have good health. I pray that the plan and purpose that you have for their life will prevail and unfold, that you'll just untangle them where they're tangled up and you just set them free. And just every day contending for this person's life as if it was my own life. And all I can say that after 40 days, my heart had no more pain. All the pain of that season that was so intense and so painful and so hard, it was washed away. And in that season, God cultivated his love in my heart, not a natural love, because it's not naturally possible to love somebody who's treated you that way. But the love of Jesus got cultivated in my heart during that 40 days. That person has never come back and said sorry. But in my heart, there is no pain. And all that there is a pure love for this person. Whenever they come to mind, I pray for them and I bless them. And it's just with joy in my heart. And it's just really, 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 really powerful. And I just feel that maybe today there might be some here or online. When you think of a certain person, it might be like there's a pebble in your shoe in the spirit. It might be that when that person comes to mind, there's some irritation or some anger or something like that. And I just feel that God's still got treasure for you to find in that relationship. And as you bless that person, as you forgive them and just love them, pray over their health, pray over their families, pray over their marriages, I believe that you are going to receive something really, really amazing from God. I believe it's so powerful for us. God says to pray for our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us. And as we do, I don't know what's happened in this girl's life, but I know that I got set free and I'm carrying no bondage, no pain, no sorrow from that incident that was so traumatic. And I just believe that is treasure. Jesus says to us to buy gold that's refined in the fire in the book of Revelation. And I believe by the power of the Holy Spirit, as I was praying and loving that person as I would want to be loved, something incredible happened in my heart. And there was a divine exchange. And this love of God just came. I know it was Jesus because I didn't actually have that love. And it's really amazing. And that is available for all of us today. That beautiful love of Jesus just coming in a deeper measure into our hearts and flowing through us to those who are nice to us and those who are not. To those who love us and to those who hate us. The beautiful love of Jesus that never fails. And just wanted to share these words from a song. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak, heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise and forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, and thou will find a solace there. And Madam Olga, the widow, she had a load to carry, and she took it to her friend Jesus. And it was really, really amazing. God broke through, he heard her prayers. And you know, sometimes at night, when you lay down in your bed, is there a lot going on in your head? Have you got burdens? I just invite you just to, in those moments, if you do, carry it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He says to cast your burdens upon him, and he will carry them. You don't have to be carrying those heavy weights. I'd share it with Jesus. And it's very, very powerful. And we've had some incredible times in Madagascar to pray for different people, people who may be carrying heavy burdens. Sometimes we give our burdens to Jesus and it's just between us and him. Sometimes we come alongside somebody who's carrying a heavy burden and we help them to lay it down at the cross so that they can be free and not carrying that weight that they were never meant to carry. And in Madagascar, there was a directress of one of the schools, a very, very big school in Majunga. And I invited her for lunch one day and she was carrying an incredible burden. From some stuff, and she was like tangled up in this stuff and she just didn't know how to get untangled. And so I just felt the Holy Spirit saying to pray for her, and as we did, she was able to go back to the point of entry when this thing first came into her heart, and she was able to give the weight of it to Jesus, the lies that she believed that came in at that time, and she was set free. The whole of her countenance changed as we just helped her just to give that burden to Jesus. And she really, really did walk away that day without that burden. The burden was left at the foot of the cross. I saw her a few months later, that burden, she never picked it back up. It's still at the foot of the cross. And she's just really light and it's really, really beautiful. And yeah, really, really amazing. And so, yeah, I just feel today, our children in Madagascar, we went through quite an intense battle in the spirit realm this last year in Madagascar. It's obviously quite a lot of practices there and not all from the kingdom of God, and there was some darkness that got activated, and we as a family, we joined together to pray. The children were praying and they were casting the burden of this situation onto Jesus. They were, sometimes I'd hear them in the middle of the night, and they were up praying and worshiping to Jesus, asking him to help. And it was just really amazing. They were coming up to me with visions and dreams that they'd have from God that would give us the key how to pray into the situation. And it was really, really amazing. As a family, we went through a situation and God brought us out the other side, and it was absolutely incredible. The children got to see firsthand and experience the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the light over the darkness, and they got to see that Jesus is stronger than anything that's flowing in that land that's not from God. They got to see the victory of the cross, and it was really, really, really amazing. The power of Jesus broke out as he answered their prayers. There's an amazing victory that came forth. And I know that, like Mama Olga said to her daughter, never forget how we prayed and what God did this day. Our children had a revelation of the power of prayer, of casting their burdens on Jesus, of asking Jesus for help. And they saw an incredible intervention of prayer that they're going to carry that testimony for the rest of their lives. It was so powerful and amazing. And I'm so thankful for Jesus for placing me in a place like that for such a time as this, so that these children can grow up strong in the Lord. Lord, knowing the power of the cross, knowing that their Heavenly Father in heaven loves them so much. He cares about everything that's upsetting them, everything that's would try and contend against his plan for them. And there's a cry out to Jesus. He's setting them free, and they're praying for their friends too. And it's just amazing to see this incredible answer of prayer just taking place, and this incense rising to God in that place, incense of worship, to praise, as we see him answer the prayer. Incredible impact into the family and the region there is just incredible. So I just want to encourage you today, Jesus hears your prayers. There might be silent prayers that has never even come out of your lips, but in your heart you've cried out, is anyone care? Is anyone listening? Is there any help to this? Jesus has heard that. And he's going to answer that. He's going to reveal who he is to you. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. I just wanted to encourage you, as we prayed as a family in Madagascar, we came into unity and we prayed together. I just want to encourage you, meet with somebody and pray. Pray in your marriages, pray in your families. Whatever's bothering you, maybe it's something at school, maybe it's something in the workplace, maybe it's something in the community or something personal, whatever it is, meet as a family and pray. God hears your prayers. He will intervene. Light in the story of the lion and the witch in the wardrobe. All the children, they were in the big battle. And I can't remember the little one's name, Lucy. She went and she asked Aslan for help. And as she asked for help, like the supernatural power that represents the power of God broke into the battle and it was turned around, and it's just all the help from heaven was released. And I said to some of my children in this battle, you need to pray every day, even if it's just help us, Jesus. And every child had a participation, and every child was part of the victory that came into our situation. And it was just absolutely amazing. So I just want to encourage you today, pray. Don't give up praying. If you're not seeing any result, continue to pray until you do see a result and a change. Because every time you're praying, the situation is changing. And God loves you. And if that you care about that situation, how much more does your Father in heaven, who knows the amount of hairs on every single person's head? Pray without ceasing. Pray as a family. Pray with a friend. God is going to do incredible things through your prayers. It's so amazing. And so I just pray God's blessing upon you all today. And yeah, it's such an honor to be here with you today. And next Sunday I'll be in Majunga on the grass mats in church in a very hot climate. So, but yeah, I just bless you. And I just pray for a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit just to blow through in this place, in your lives, in the name of Jesus, that there'd be a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, there'd be a fresh anointing to pray in the name of Jesus, fresh joy in prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just pray for any who are discouraged today, who've prayed and maybe haven't seen, or prayed and the answer didn't look how you expected it to look. Where there's any, your heart is sick from that, I just speak healing over that today in the name of Jesus. And just declare that hope fulfilled will be a tree of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just bless and worship you today, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Amen.